This is an I Am Listening exclusive podcast.
Would you rather win the lottery, but you have a 50-50 chance of losing everything, and that includes what you have now, or be capped at the money that you have now and you'll never make any more money than what you've got?
Neither. I'm happy as I am. Why would I want to win lots of money for? What's the point if you're going to at a risk of losing it? What I've got is good, so why would I want to risk it?
You are listening to the Don't Be a Stranger podcast. On each episode, I'll be travelling across the UK to interview members of the general public anonymously on various topics that crop up in all of our lives. Psychological studies have even suggested that when in conversation with a stranger, they can actually reveal more information than to someone in their own social circle. So whilst I traipse across the UK in locations such as parks, cafes, seasides and high streets, you can sit back, relax and listen to the tales and perspectives of the members of our general public. I'm sure that at some point you've heard of or have played the game Would You Rather? And if you haven't, it's a game which presents players with a series of hypothetical scenarios, typically involving two contrasting options, and it asks the player to choose which option they would prefer. If you are familiar with this game, you'll know that it typically poses difficult choices based on personal preferences, values, and priorities. So I thought it'd be perfect to play with complete strangers in two of England's most diverse cities, London and Bristol. So strap yourself in for a roller coaster of hypothetical scenarios that I place in front of the British public. And of course, make sure to ask yourself, what would you rather do? This first stranger made my life very easy as he actually approached me to ask what I was doing with a microphone in Bristol. Once I explained the concept and we agreed that it was anonymous, he was in. We've covered that it's going to be anonymous, so...
Absolutely anonymous.
You're not going to have women falling at your feet after this.
It's a shame. I really do need that in my life.
You've got a wife, you cheeky bastard.
Yeah, well, I am cheeky and I'm a bastard.
And that's why you're coming on the podcast. So first of all, would you rather get rid of one bad habit or get one new good habit?
Oh, good habit. I love a good habit, like picking my nose, picking my feet.
Well, that's a good habit.
That is a good habit because it needs to be done by somebody. And nobody else is going to do it for me, so I've got to do it myself.
Can I just ask, picking your feet, what do you mean?
Well, you got to get the
dry bit.
You know, you've been there too. You do it too. Oh, that's nice to know that I'm not the only person in the world.
I don't go, sorry, Ari, I can't meet you this evening because I've got to pick my feet.
I do. I would say to Ari, sorry, Ari, I'm going to have to cancel you tonight. I've got to pick my feet. And then my nose afterwards. And once I clean my hands, then we can meet.
I thought my, like, shower routine was excessive, but...
Man's routine is so much worse.
Especially no, it's not.
My age.
Why is that?
When you're 73, like I am,
you're not.
You've got to take care of your body. You've got to clean yourself. You've got to make yourself look really nice and sexy for the women. Otherwise, what's the point?
You've got a wife, don't you?
Several, but there's only one. She's behind me.
How did you meet her?
Oh, in a nightclub somewhere.
I love hearing a story where, like, someone's actually gone and got married from a nightclub. Like, I love that.
It wasn't the following day. It took a bit of time. But yeah.
How long until you got married?
Well, probably about a year. Yeah, you've got to take things easy, haven't you?
And how did you propose to her?
On one knee. Traditional. I'm 73 years old. What do you expect?
Yeah, what was the setting, though? I know it'd be on one knee, not two.
Oh, yeah, it's only one knee because I couldn't get up otherwise because of my age.
How long have you been married for?
38 years.
This is another topic that I do on some other episodes, but what do you think the secret is to a strong marriage?
Being best friends. Telling everything that is going on in your life and being honest. And then having a good old shag.
Where is your wife?
Don't envy her.
I won't get her on.
She'll turn around and say that last bit isn't very good.
Good job it's anonymous. You're looking around. Anyway, we'll go back to the would you rather. Would you rather win the lottery, but you have a 50-50 chance of losing everything, and that includes what you have now, or be capped at the income or the money that you have now, and you'll never make any more money than what you've got?
Neither. I'm happy as I am. Why would I want to win lots of money for? What's the point if you're going to at a risk of losing it? What I've got is good, so why would I want to risk it?
Would you rather live another 100 years in your body's in a perfect state of health or just age normally?
Age normally, yes, because actually life is for living once time only, and you've just got to enjoy it and go with the flow. Living another 100 years for what purpose? You've just got to go with the flow and enjoy where you're at.
I ask every stranger this before they want to leave and rush off back to their wives. So if you had one piece of advice that you could tell the younger version of yourself, like a message that you wish you had known sooner, do you know what you'd say to the younger you?
Don't regret anything you do. Just enjoy it. You only get one chance.
Let's now see what another stranger in the same city has to say when I ask them to play Would You Rather.
I'm doing a Would You Rather. So, would you rather get rid of one bad habit or get one new good habit?
Oh, get rid of that one.
Get rid of a bad habit? What would the bad habit be? You're like, which one do I choose from?
Waking up on the wrong side of the bed and really? Not starting the day in a good mood.
That is me all the time. We talk about this. I don't think no matter how much sleep I get, I will ever wake up in a good mood.
But it sets you off for the rest of the day, doesn't it? If you start sort of low and down, you're just not a very happy person. And then you just want to go back to sleep as soon as you can.
Mm. So what do you think you would do differently so that you don't wake up on the wrong side of the bed?
I would try to set myself up at night looking forward to the next thing that I'm going to be really excited about the following day.
Sort of like following a bit more gratitude in your life.
Yeah, I guess we can benefit from being a bit more grateful. Mm.
So my next question is, would you rather, the income that you're earning now, you don't need to say it, but in your head, picture income, for the rest of your life, it's going to be capped at that. You'll never earn any more. Or, oh shit. Or you can win the lottery, but there's a 50-50 chance that you lose everything. And that also includes all your assets now. But there's a 50% chance that you could win the lottery.
I'm a gambler. I'm going to take the lottery. I mean, I've not got that much to lose anyway, so I might as well bank it on winning.
A lot of other people have said this, and they're like, and you can build it back up. Would you rather lose all your memories from childhood or lose all your memories from the last few years?
The last few years? Yeah. Well, I would pick and choose, I think, which ones I want to really, really not remember and which ones I might want to keep. But childhood... it's blurry enough for me to want to remember the good ones, and I don't think I remember the bad ones.
Yeah, and I guess it shapes you to who you are today as well.
Yeah, that too. I mean, the last few years have just been, many people kind of want to forget what happened.
I guess that's COVID. I hadn't even thought about that when I've asked that question. No one's brought up, like, we've literally been in lockdown.
We've grown out of it, and we've learned lessons, but also I'm really bored of trying to be a better person. I kind of like the way I was as a child.
Really?
So, yeah.
What do you think you learned from, like, coming out of lockdown then?
Well, things I'm not applying anymore, like, taking time to appreciate everything, not rushing into decisions. It's kind of, you start with the best of intentions and you regress back to your old habits.
Mm, I get that. I do kind of feel like it made you sort of go back to a blank canvas, and for a lot of people had a lot of career changes, life changes with it.
Yeah, I wish I had followed through on those, but I've looked very jealously at people having changes, but I've not done any of them. I'm very happy for them. I'm just like, maybe one day, next pandemic.
How can one lockdown make you completely become like a whole new person? Like, I respect anyone that can do that, but I can make little changes in my life, but I can't personally fully change.
No, I think the change was in them already. They were just waiting for a nudge, and maybe I'm not bothered enough to feel the nudge. It will come. It will come one day.
Would you rather be the smartest person in the world or the most popular person in the world?
Oh, smartest. Absolutely smartest. Yeah, I don't want to be popular.
Why don't you want to be popular?
I don't want to be recognised. I like anonymity.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess like being in a city like Bristol, you can do that as well.
Yeah. You blur in. You blend in. It's really nice. And to, you know, smartness is undervalued. So it's nice to have something that really, that makes you stand out in many ways.
Yeah. This is one of my last questions. Would you rather live another 100 years with your body in a perfect state of health or just age normally? But obviously that means you might get ill.
Oh no, 100 years in my body as it is. Yeah, definitely. That's
my
vampire dream or something. I just want to see how the world will burn or not, but still be fit enough to run from it if I need to.
What about people around you, though? Because you might lose loved ones around you whilst you're still in this perfect state, and you could see people get ill around you.
Yeah, I handle it. It's okay. I'll see how they evolve in life, and I'll just be the constant reminder that I'm younger than them. So I can live with that.
Would make you feel good, to be fair. And this isn't a would you rather, but I ask every stranger this. If you could give your younger self a message, something that you wish you'd known sooner, or just like with all the knowledge that you've got now, you seem like quite a wise person, to be fair. You're like, do I? At least I come across that way. But yeah, what would you tell the younger version of you?
It would be easy to say it's all going to be okay and it's all going to unfold as it is. It isn't. Sometimes you're going to feel shit. Try not to overthink it, and tomorrow is always another day that will come. I'm not a very patient person, but things take time to shift and to move, and to you take time to absorb some of the things that happen to you, and it's okay, you don't have to figure things out as quickly as everybody else around you.
So we've all got bad habits, but this next stranger's bad habit is not one that I'd ever view to be negative.
Would you rather get rid of one bad habit or one new good habit?
Get rid of a bad habit.
What would your bad habit be?
Being a night owl.
Being a night owl, really? I'm like that though. I was saying to my friend, like, I am awful. Even if I need to go to bed early, like, I'll stay up till silly.
Same, yeah. Exactly.
And what would you do? So if you would then get up earlier, I'm guessing. Yeah. And what would you do in your mornings when you're getting up earlier?
Have a healthy breakfast, meditation, yoga, read, journal. I actually do it on and off, but I wish it was more of a habit.
Could win the lottery, but there's a 50-50% chance that you might lose it all, and that's like everything you've got now, or you're capped at the income that you're earning now. You'll never earn any more money.
Never, ever.
Yeah, you'll just earn the amount of money that you're earning now.
I can start again. I'll give it a go, the lottery. I can make that again.
I don't know if you're in a relationship or not, but would you rather accidentally call your partner by your ex's name or have them do it to you?
It will be weird, yeah. I mean, I don't know, if you called me with your by your ex's name, I will find it funny.
Oh, so you two together then?
Yes. Hi, baby.
You've come at the perfect time then. Would you rather be the smartest person in the world or the most popular person in the world?
Smartest or popular? I think smarter people are not more happy, so I'm gonna go for popular.
That is such a good point. Like, some I've heard people say before that sometimes the smartest people in the world are the most unhappy.
Exactly, so I think I'm gonna go for popular.
That saying doesn't come out of nowhere. Ignorance is bliss.
Yes, exactly.
I'm gonna ask you one last question, because obviously all your friends and your boyfriends stand up now. Would you rather forget your childhood memories or forget your memories from the last couple of years?
Childhood. I will forget the childhood. The last couple of years were really good.
If you could give yourself one piece of advice that you wish you had known sooner, or just something that you could tell the younger you, what would you tell her?
Don't drop out of school.
What would you have done differently if you'd stayed in school?
Probably like move to a different city and find a more exciting place to study.
From Bristol to London, I met this next stranger outside a tattoo shop in Camden.
I am doing a would you rather today. Yeah. So they're all a little bit random. Would you rather get rid of one bad habit or get a new good habit?
One bad habit.
What would your bad habit be?
Spending money. Like, so bad. I spend so much money, I'd rather get rid of that, definitely.
Yeah, I'm the exact same. I should never have got a credit card. Like,
I can't even get one. My mum won't let me.
Don't do it to yourself. No. If you could have a new habit, one new good habit, what would it be?
Drinking more water. So bad. I'd never drink water. It's really bad.
Really?
Yeah. I love Dr. Pepper, so I never drink
water. I mean, I don't know what the percentage of water is in that, but I mean, at least you're getting some.
Definitely not enough.
So the spending is worse than the drinking problem at the moment.
They're probably equal at this point, but I'd get rid of spending money, definitely, yeah.
So my next question is, would you rather have an exciting but dangerous life or a boring but meaningful life?
Boring but meaningful.
Really? Why is that?
Because I'm already quite boring. Like, I don't do much. I literally, like, I'm in bed majority of the time. If I'm not working, I'm either in bed or coming to London to get a tattoo. So probably a boring but meaningful life.
Would you rather have a guaranteed good job for the rest of your life or win the lottery but have a 50-50 chance of losing it all?
Win the lottery because I'm lazy. Definitely.
I love how honest you'll be.
Yeah, definitely win the lottery because I'm just like, if I could just not work, I would. So definitely yeah, that.
It's worth the risk. Do you know what I love? Because some people go on this and they try and give the answers that they think they should give, but you're just straight up like, no.
Yeah, definitely. Just first thing that comes to my head.
Would you rather lose all your memories from childhood or lose all your memories from the last year, last couple of years?
Both are a bit dodgy. Yeah. Maybe the last couple of years. I feel like childhood is like everything that you've, but then again I would be like upset either way, but maybe the last few years, get rid of all the trauma, that would be good.
Yeah. Sort of block it out. Yeah, start a bit of a fresh.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, probably the last couple of years. That's a hard one though.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd answer to that. I think I would say the last couple of years as well, because I feel like your childhood is what makes you.
That's who you are, and then it's just like you're just sort of like there, but you don't really know what's like led up to that. Yeah, maybe the last couple of years.
Would you rather go for your whole life being the most hilarious person or being the most intelligent person?
Hilarious, because I already am hilarious. Yeah.
Like, next question.
Yeah, I feel like it's fun being smart, but not everyone can be funny. And I'm already funny, so I'd rather just be hilarious, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Would you rather be trapped in a rom-com with people that you don't like,
yeah,
or trapped in a horror film with your best mates?
Oh, yeah, I'd say horror because I hate so many people, so it would just be hell for me in a rom-com. Yeah, I'd rather go in a horror film with her than, yeah. God, I hate so many people, I would not want to be in a rom-com with them.
Would you rather live another 100 years with your body in a perfect state of health, so you're never ill, or just age normally?
Probably age normally. I think I'd be a bit bored by the end of it.
A bit over life now at this point.
Exactly. And I want to be able to drink Dr. Pepper, so I'd live normally.
Yeah, but I don't think that would be perfect health if all you're drinking is Dr.
Exactly.
Pepper.
I can't have someone take that away from me. It means too much.
And my final would you rather question is, would you rather live in a future where people take everything too seriously, or a future where people don't take anything seriously at all?
Don't take anything seriously. I just don't care. Like, anything, like, if I'm late, I'm just like, oh, who cares? Like, who actually, it's just not that deep, is it? Like, I'm just, like, if I got fired, I'm like, oh, well, it's just a job. If I have no money, oh, well, it's just money. Like, I'm not, yeah, fuck that. I'd rather just be not serious.
If you had to give one piece of advice that you'd give your younger self, do you know what you'd tell the younger version of you?
Stay away from men. Stay away. They are the worst. And also, don't change who you are. A bit more serious, but don't change who you are for other people, because other people are also the worst. You've got to rely on yourself.
Mm. Yeah, if you can't rely on yourself, then...
Can you rely on? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
We all have a hobby or something that we're interested in, but this next stranger plays with fire toys for fun. Would you rather have an exciting but dangerous life or a boring but very meaningful life?
An exciting but dangerous life.
I thought you were going to answer that, especially after the fire toy.
Yeah, no, that's the life I lead.
What made you want to start doing this?
I went to a festival in Spain that everyone was playing with fire things, and it just like was really mesmerising and it was nice.
Does it not scare you with like the danger side of it, like if you messed it up with the fire toy?
Yeah, but that's the fun of it that makes it fun. The risk of things just make them exciting.
Would you rather win the lottery, but there's a 50-50 chance that you might lose everything? And when I say everything, I mean everything that you've got now as well. Or you're just capped at the income that you're earning now. You don't need to say the income, but you're just capped at it. You'll never earn anything more than what you're earning now.
I'd rather just stay at what I'm earning now. Yeah, just because money doesn't mean anything. Like, I don't know, it's just kind of a number. Like, yeah, you can be better off, but there are lots of other things in life that make it more meaningful, like the people that you meet. And if everything means losing the people as well, and everything that you've got, I'd much rather, like, not have the money.
Do you think if I asked you that question maybe a few years ago, and if your social circle was different, would you have said the same answer?
I think so, to be honest. Yeah, I don't know. Money's not really meant much to me.
Would you rather be in a horror film with all your best mates and family, or be in a rom-com with people that you dislike?
I'd much rather be in a bad horror movie with people that I enjoy.
We asked one other stranger earlier, it was like two friends, and one of them was like, yeah, I'd do it with all my friends in a horror film, and his mate was like, no, the rom-com.
No, I just wouldn't be able to do a rom-com with people I can't stand. Depends what kind of people, to be honest.
Would you rather live another 100 years with your body in like a state of perfect health, or just age normally, but obviously you might get ill with that?
You kind of have to experience aging and like the change of mental, like the mental side of aging as well. It makes you grow as a person.
That brings me on to my last question, and this isn't a would you rather, but if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, something that you wish you'd known sooner, do you know what you'd tell your younger self?
That it's okay, your freedom doesn't lie in anyone else's hands.
Let's now meet the truck driver with a very powerful message.
Can I ask, what do you do for a living?
I'm a truck driver, class 2, yeah.
What made you want to do that?
Because I could listen to audiobooks at work, pretty much, and just have time to think, and I like my own company, and I've listened to a lot of audiobooks whilst working, to be fair, and learnt a lot, so...
Now you're on a podcast.
There you go. I've come so far. I'm in Bristol, yeah.
Would you rather get rid of one bad habit or get one new good habit?
Ooh, get a new good habit.
And what would the new good habit be?
Probably to have more motivation in general, yeah, and be more perseverant.
And if it was a bad habit to get rid of, what would it be?
Not being perseverant enough.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And confidence, I think, being more confident, believing in yourself a bit more, believing in myself a bit more.
To be fair, I mean, obviously the people listening to this don't know how I've met you, but we've come over to like a park and you're doing juggling out in public. So that takes a lot of confidence to be doing something in like a public area that some people may judge you.
Yeah, I think such an important part of achieving things is having that self-belief. And that's sort of like what I was trying to say in that is like just to have more of a belief in myself, and to get rid of a bad habit would be like self-limiting beliefs. And to get a new good habit would be to believe in myself more, because I think that ultimately our beliefs are what shape how far we go.
Would you rather win the lottery, but there's a 50-50 chance that you'll lose everything, and that also includes like everything you own now?
Oh, okay, so like flip a coin, win the lottery or lose everything.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't go for it.
You wouldn't?
I'd rather keep what I have than risk getting more.
Really?
But to be fair, saying that, I mean, I don't really have anything that I couldn't get back, I don't feel like, so in a way, not much to lose. If it's
like
just material possessions, yeah. I feel like I could lose everything, get a job, save up and kind of be back to where I am in not very long. So maybe it'd be worth it.
Yeah, no risk, no reward.
That's it.
Would you rather be like the smartest person in the world or the most popular person in the world?
I'd probably say the most popular person in the world. Yeah, no, I would.
Really?
It'd just be fun, wouldn't it? You'd have so much more of a fun life being the most popular person in the world. Like, everyone would hang out with you. You'd have the coolest experiences. You'd have a cool life. Whereas you can be really smart and just alienated from everyone and not be able to relate to anyone.
Just to sort of play devil's advocate here, if you are the most popular person in the world, surely would you not have the fear, maybe this is just the overthinker in me, that if you do something out of line that people wouldn't agree with?
Yeah, well, I suppose whatever you have, you're always going to have a fear of loss. That's just the name of the game with anything that you acquire. Yeah, it's a part of it. But we live like that anyway. Anything we have, we have the fear of losing it. So, yeah, that's something that you would have to contend with.
Yeah. This is one of my last ones. Would you rather live another 100 years with your body in a perfect state of health or just age normally?
Oh, the first one.
Really?
Yeah, for me, age and staying young is so important to me. I do so much to try and maintain my youthfulness, and I intend to do everything I can. So if that's an option, yeah, I'd take it for sure. Yeah.
And I ask every stranger this isn't a would you rather, but if you could give your younger self a piece of advice or something that you wish you'd known sooner, do you know what you'd tell the younger version of you?
Absolutely. Go for it. Go for gold. Believe in yourself and don't stop.
After we stopped recording, I carried on chatting to this stranger, where I found out he was only in Bristol for one night for one very important reason. So he is cycling alone from Birmingham to Lisbon, and I've looked it up, it's over 1,400 miles. It's so reassuring to know that even a man that's doing such a big challenge by himself still has issues with self-belief and confidence. I think it goes to show, and a lot of the other strangers on this episode have also demonstrated this, that You may seem a certain way or people may come across a certain way, but everyone has doubts or things that they want to work on. And sometimes I think we can be a little bit too hard on ourselves. As cringe as it sounds, sometimes the journey is just as important as the destination. To see more content and advice from the strangers that I meet along the way, make sure to follow Don't Be a Stranger podcast on Instagram and TikTok and check out our website, don'tbeastranger.co.uk. Thank you all so much for listening and I'll catch you on next week's episode.
This has been an I Am Listening original podcast. For more information, head over to our website at im-listening.co.uk.